So I needed to look good for the wedding, you know what I'm saying? Down with the brown, and I'm brown, and I'm excited for the, you know? We're believing that the Lord is going to work it all out, all right? You could not tell me anything. Like, don't talk to me, but talk to me, you know? What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Truth Be Told podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Alexis Monet Howell, and I am so excited, so pumped, so stoked, all the feelings, all the things, all the emotions to have a conversation with you today. If you have been following the podcast over the past year, you know that up here we talk about real things. We talk about the ups and downs of life. We talk about the Lord's goodness. And we just try to live the best way we know how by following the Lord's word and taking it as truth and walking that out as best as we can. You know that we do that. And today's episode is no different because it's time to get real. In fact, I'm actually sharing a personal insecurity of mine, and by the title, you know that it's about my appearance. I feel like this is a common thing for most people, especially women, that we feel the most insecure about, and it's our appearance. It's whether it's your hair texture, your skin complexion, your body type, whatever it may be, there are some insecurities that we have and deem as flaws that are on our bodies or things that we like and don't like. Like, it's the whole thing, right? So I felt like this would be a very relatable episode. And I hope that you would find encouragement and be empowered by today's episode, because we're simply just talking, and I'm going to share where I am and what I've experienced recently and just what the Lord has been telling me. And hopefully somehow, some way, you will feel encouraged and empowered. And I know that you will, because we're believing that the Lord is going to work it all out. All right. So let's get into it. Recently, I went to the hair salon to get my hair done before our family vacation. My sister actually was going to get married, and so I needed to look good for the wedding, you know what I'm saying? And I was so excited actually for my hair appointment, because over the past few months I've been having it in like protective styles, just to keep it from harsh temperatures and to keep my hands out of it and just to get it to a healthy state. So when I booked my appointment, I was just so pumped to see how far I've progressed in my hair texture and the hair health and even the hair length. I was hoping I got a little length in there as well. So I go to my hair appointment, and you know, when you get your hair done, it's a whole different ball game. I mean, the confidence level is up 1,000. Like, you are feeling like you are on top of the world. It's just an amazing thing. You go in looking one way and come out looking another. It's amazing. I don't know what they use on the hair, but it is just amazing, and I want it all. So I go to the hair salon, I get it done, get my hair laid, ready, whatever you want to say. And when I left with confidence. Like, you could not tell me anything. Like, don't talk to me, but talk to me, you know? like that's how I was. That's how I was feeling. And I was just really loving it, really loving my hair. We went on the vacation. I felt so good, felt confident, felt beautiful. I mean, the whole nine yards, that's what I was at. And it was just amazing. So on our way back from the vacation a few days later, I'm like, all right, I want to get some brown highlights. I've been wanting to dye my hair brown, or at least have some brown highlights, just to do something different but not do anything crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to go out here and do anything big and bold, but I do want a little something that's subtle and something that I can maybe grow into and learn to love. And I thought, because my hair is black, like black, that a little brown wouldn't hurt anything. And I think brown on brown skin is so beautiful. Anyway, I was riding with mom, and we decided to go and get hair dye. Let me just say that it was not, like, I didn't have to bleach my hair or anything. I got the semi-permanent rinse dye because we were just trying it out. So I was getting really excited because I'm like, oh my gosh, I've seen these hairstyles on Pinterest, like the brown with the brown, and I'm brown, and I'm excited for the, you know, like, I was just so excited, y'all. It is crazy. So we go through the whole process, do it at home, and I'm like counting down the minutes of seeing what it's gonna look like, rinsed it out, blow dried it, and then I noticed my hair is still black. There is no, like, the brown didn't take, and I understand why. I knew that most likely it wouldn't, but I was hopeful, and I even prayed about it, y'all. This is how excited I was to have my hair brown. But I just didn't want to go that extra mile in bleaching my hair, at least not yet, because I'm still trying to get my hair healthy. Anyway, I was so disappointed. Not only did the brown color not take, but my hair went from silky and smooth and flowy to like it just shrunk, and the hair texture came back. She's thick. She can't be combed through. The brush gets stuck in it. Like, I went back to that texture, which is fine. I know that my hair is super duper thick because I haven't permed it in a while. Anyway, why am I going through all this? What I'm trying to say is your girl was so sad, like a sad puppy. And I was absolutely disappointed because my expectations of having my hair looking like what I pinned on Pinterest was not what I saw in the mirror. And I felt disappointed by that. And I think oftentimes we pin things, we see things, we want things in that of others. And when we look into our lives and we look into our mirror, we see something completely different. And now we're disgusted by what we see. Now we're discontent with where we are because it doesn't look like where they are and what they have and what they look like. It's a common thing, and it happens for many men and women, young and old, whether it's a car, a house, a body type, abs, food, house, vacation, money, whatever the case may be, we compare. Even in the Bible, we see a comparison. And when the Lord opened my eyes to this scripture, I was amazed because the Bible really does hit everything that we walk through, even if it doesn't specifically come out and say that specific struggle you are walking through. The Bible meets you where you are and has this pathway for you, which is Jesus. Anyway, in the scripture, it is Peter and it's John, two disciples of the Lord. It is around the time actually where Jesus had already resurrected. And Jesus came back, was talking to Peter, giving Peter some one-on-one time because Peter had gone a little astray, but the Lord is always the kind to bring us back. He is a kind God. He is a good God. He pursues us. And there's so much I could say about the Lord, but in the story, Jesus is talking to Peter. And Jesus is telling Peter, like, you know, hey, this is what I know for you. This is what I see for you. They're having a one-on-one conversation. And then Peter says, he looks back and he says, what about him? Talking about John. Now, Peter and Jesus are having a conversation right now. John is not in the conversation. Yet what we are shown in the scripture is the comparison and the battle that both Peter and John had in scripture that was being exposed right there talking to Jesus. Peter missed all that the Lord was saying about his life and all that he had for his life because he was worried about the other one. He was worried about someone else's life. What is God going to do in their life? What is God going to do for them? How is God going to bless them? And he missed what God was saying to him. I love Jesus' response because he said, whatever I decide to do with him is my business, basically. That's the LHB version, the Lexi Howell version. Whatever I decide to do with John is my business. As for you, you follow me. And I feel like if we take that same biblical truth and apply it to the insecurities that we have in life, again, going back to my hair and how I was disappointed that it was no longer what I wanted, that we have to understand that it doesn't matter what we see on Pinterest or what our friends have or what the celebrities or whoever the common folk may have. As for you and as for me, we are to follow the Lord. What is the Lord saying about your beauty and your worth? Well, he is saying that you were worthy enough to die for. He did that thing because he found you worthy. You're beautiful because you have been handcrafted and hand painted by the greatest artist of all time. And that is the Lord. What you and I sometimes fail to understand is that the thing that usually irks us comes from a deeper meaning. the fact that my hair color didn't take, and the fact that the flowiness of my hair that I once had was no more, I wasn't upset necessarily about that situation. It was a deeper insecurity. It was deeper thinking that I wasn't beautiful anymore. It was deeper thinking that I'm not gonna be as gorgeous as I was before when my hair was laid the way it was. My confidence was placed in the wrong things. My worth was placed in the wrong places. And I often find myself in that, and maybe you find yourself in that as well. And so what I hope that you would find from this funny story of expectations being a little bit too high and our disappointments being at the forefront of our lives, what does the Father say about that? You know? So I ended up, after my huge disappointment, and I finally found myself at the Father's feet, which is exactly where we need to be. Anytime we go through a trial, a trauma, a joyful moment, a happy time, or a very awful, difficult season, we should be at the Father's feet at all times. Finally, I made my way to the Lord, expressed myself to Him, my emotions, my disappointments, my expectations. And in those moments, the Holy Spirit reminded me of two things that He told me earlier that day. The first thing, in my morning devotional with Him, the Lord told me that no matter what happens today, the day is blessed. The second thing that the Lord told me, actually moments before I dyed my hair, which is, I should have known something was going to go wrong after hearing this from the Lord, but He said, no matter what the situation is, how you respond to it matters more than the situation itself. Now, again, I say I should have known something was going on when I heard that from the Lord, but I remember getting that from the Holy Spirit, went on and dyed my hair, came back, and it just didn't work like I wanted it to. And so in that moment at the Father's feet, when the Holy Spirit reminded me of those two things, I won't have it any of it. Like, I was like, okay, yeah. I was just so defeated in that moment. And though I heard the Lord, and I'm thankful that He pursued me enough to hear Him, I really wasn't ready to obey what He was saying. I didn't pass the test, but I didn't fail completely. And the reason I didn't fail completely is because I went to the Father eventually. I got up from my moment with the Lord, expressing my heart to Him, put in some worship music, and went for a walk. In those moments of having the worship music fill my spirit, revive my soul, I felt so much better. I forced myself to just move on. You know, it didn't work, Lexi. Move on. And so that is the mindset that I've had. And I've had some battles today with my hair of having just, it's a lot. But I'm grateful. And I was also reminded of why I wrote my newest children's book, which is called Pretty Brown Girl, God Loves You. The beautiful thing about African-American hair is that there are so many different textural patterns to it. And what I wanted brown girls to know when they would read the book is that they would, number one, see themselves on the page as something really important that we wanted to be portrayed into the book. But also we wanted them to know that no matter the hair texture that you have, the skin complexion, the physical appearance that you may have, it is all beautiful to the Lord. And you are deeply and endlessly and overwhelmingly and recklessly loved by the Lord. It is not an accident that you have freckles or that you have short hair or whatever the case may be. It's all intentional by the Lord. Whether you have thin, fine hair or thick, full hair, it's all intentional by the Lord. And we wanted that to be portrayed. And this book, Pretty Brown Girl, God Loves You, came from a place of my own insecurity growing up, not feeling beautiful compared to the people around me who had the silky, flowy hair, who put it in a bun and it stayed nice and messy, and who put it in a ponytail and it flowed in the wind. I put my hair in a ponytail and she ain't gonna flow in the wind unless some chemicals are holding it down to make it flow. And that's okay too. That is a-okay too. I was reminded actually of one part in there that says, whether you have short hair or long hair or no hair at all, pretty brown girl, God loves you. And that truth for that little girl who reads it in the book, is that I need it. It's the same truth that I need now. It's the same truth I need now. Often the insecurities that we have now come from our childhood. And so it's something that we have to combat with the Lord's truth. And I'm so thankful that even in my disappointment and even in my insecurity, that the Father loved me enough to show me where my confidence was in something superficial and temporary, my hair, and to shift it, to shift my perspective into where it should be, which is in the eternal and in the supernatural, which is the Lord. So what shifts do you need to make today where you give God your insecurities and say, hey, I've been putting my confidence in this. I've been putting my worth in this. Whether it's a guy's hand in yours, a degree that has your name on it, money in your bank account, whatever it may be. Maybe it's your hair. Give that to the Lord and say, I've been putting it in the wrong place. Get me back on track. This doesn't even mean that you have to do anything. Surrender is the best thing that you can do. Worship is the best thing you can do. Going to God is the best thing you can do. So do that. And then let the Lord work on you and move in you and renew you and put your confidence where it should be, which is in Christ and Christ alone. Worship is so powerful, y'all. Don't sleep on worship. Do not sleep on worship. It is so good. It declares things over your life that you may fail to declare for yourself. And it gives God all the glory, which he so deserves. So that's basically what I have. This is an episode simply to share with you that I'm learning too. I'm on this journey with you. I've got some growing to do, and I'm just here as an encourager and hopefully as a friend where you can relate to and say, yeah, I'm insecure about some things. Maybe it's your hair, the hair length, the hair texture, whatever it is. Maybe it's an insecurity that your worth is based off of X, Y, and Z, whatever it is, and wherever you are, I hope that you would just take a moment to give that to the Lord and receive his truth, which is found in his word, which is in worship, and it's in communication with him in prayer. I hope you guys have an amazing day. I hope this was encouraging for you. And before I let you go, I just feel like I should do it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you that even when things didn't seem to go right for me, Lord, and today has been one of those days, I thank you that you are stronger than the situations we face. And if we lean into you and push through, we will see on the other side the glory and the beauty and the goodness that you have for us. I pray for everyone that's listening to me or watching me on YouTube, that if there is an insecurity, a struggle, a habit, a sin that they can't seem to overcome, we pray that you would right now guide them into freedom. The freedom is only found in your hand, and your hand is in your presence. So may we draw closer to your presence, so that we may experience the freedom that you have for us. We love you so much. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye.